With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. The head of Montana's Public Service Commission says he didn't intentionally hide from the public the panel's approval of a $6.5 million rate hike for Northwestern Energy customers. The Billings Gazette reports Friday that Chairman Brad Johnson said it was an error not to include the rate hike in a press release about an October 30th commission meeting in which the decision was made. A November 1st news release gave status update on the Northwestern rate case, saying a deadline for the final order had been extended. The rate hike is part of a settlement involving Northwestern and several customer groups that intervene in the utility's proposal to raise rates by $34.8 million a year. The Gazette filed a public information request for details about the commission's decision after Commissioner Roger Koopman of Bozeman contacted the newspaper to see if an official announcement had been made. In discussing the November 1st statement on Wednesday, Johnson called the October 30th decision a, quote, interim step, unquote, in a larger settlement. Another issue to be discussed is how the utility will bill customers with rooftop solars who at times buy power and at other times sell surplus power to the utility. Flathead's Big Fork High School has its first school resource officer in 11 years. KTVM-TV reports Friday that the position was filled at the urging of law enforcement and reflects common educational concerns over crime, bullying, and other issues facing students. Resource officer Paula Sullivan says she's working with students on the risks of vaping and the consequences of cyberbullying. Northwestern Energy is asking state utility regulators to sign off on the company's request to increase their customers' electric bills by $23.8 million for 1 year. As YPR News' Nikki Ouellette reports, this surcharge is in addition to a $6.5 million rate increase commissioners approved late last month.
Northwestern says the additional $23.8 million is needed to cover costs the company incurred when it bought electricity on the open market in 2018. This was while Colstrip Unit 4 was shut down due to air pollution violations. In order to pass that cost on to customers, Northwestern needs approval from the Montana Public Service Commission. At a legislative consumer committee hearing Thursday, Robert Nelson with the Montana Consumer Council called that period a perfect storm that led to unusually high prices on the open market.
Gas pipeline was out due to an explosion on that pipeline at the same time as scheduled maintenance was going on in California that blocked any transmission up into the Northwest. There was something else that was occurring, and that caused the market prices to really increase for a period of a couple of days.
In written testimony submitted to the PSC in September, Northwestern's Director of Energy Supply Market Operations, Kevin Markovich, wrote the total cost of the 220,000 megawatt hours the company bought between July 2018 through the end of June was more than $25 million higher than if the Colstrip unit had stayed open. Northwestern customers began paying the increased interim rate on October 1st. A typical residential customer will see an average increase of about $3 on their bill. Customers will be refunded if the PSC doesn't approve the increase. The Montana Consumer Council and the Montana Environmental Information Center last week filed to intervene in the case. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.
A rescue mission in Butte is opening a new homeless shelter to take in persons who may be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. The Montana Standard reports the Butte Rescue Mission planned to open the shelter today at the urging of Silver Bow County officials and community leaders. Out-of-staters are becoming a greater share of the hunters and anglers in Montana. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Out-of-state anglers accounted for more than 85% of the increase in Montana fishing license holders from 2010 to 2017. That's according to data gathered by the Legislative Fiscal Division. LFD data show that while the number of local hunters in the state declined in 2017 compared to 2010, non-resident hunters grew by more than 5,000. Resident hunters and anglers still outnumber non-residents. This week, legislative researchers released a chart showing that non-resident hunters and anglers generate the majority of revenue from hunting and fishing license sales in the state. That's largely due to Montana fishing licenses and hunting tags costing significantly more for non-residents than locals. According to the LFD chart, people from every state in the U.S. come to Montana to hunt and fish. People from California and Washington account for more than 12% of the out-of-state visitors. Residents from Idaho, Wyoming, and the Dakotas make up for about 10%. According to LFD, money the state makes from hunting and fishing licenses is combined with federal funds to pay for enforcement, education, management, improvement of wildlife habitat, and acquiring public land access. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
KTVM-TV reports today that Flathead's Big Fork High School has its first school resource officer in 11 years due to the urging of law enforcement. Sophia Stewart-Rossi, Montana Public Radio.